Welcome back to Horizons. Sean Murphy, as most of you know, was ordained a deacon recently and is moving towards priesthood. Let's hear a little bit more about Sean Murphy.
So I was born here in Tralee, but I'm from Glencare, up in the mountains.
A very scenic spot.
Yeah, so the farming is the background there. Nature and all that. You'd have the lake at one side of the farm, and then you have the river in the middle of it. And then I have a brother and sister, and now, before Christmas, a baby niece.
Ah, that's so beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Straight away, I think of just a romantic notion in my head, living in Glencare, very beautiful place, lots of time to think. Mm-hmm. Or was it very much the same as every young person's childhood?
Father Kieran O'Sullivan comes from Kinmare town, and we'd be very different, I suppose, in the sense of he'd be a townie, as we call him. You know, he says, would you be lonely in Glencare? I never took any notice, because when you grow up in it, you don't take any notice.
And so, did you do much farming yourself?
Well, I suppose we had cows up to a few years ago, and then we went into cattle, sheep as well. So we got sheep a couple of times when they're not breaking out, I suppose.
And what kind of a young lad were you at school?
Well, I was quiet anyway. The farming and a bit of music, I suppose. Yeah, I did piano with Mrs. Ralston, who was the organist in Killorglin. Went up to grade 8 in that with Mrs. Ralston.
Great.
Then I switched to the organ a little bit as well. And that's when I suppose started playing in the church.
So when you'd be at home and your parents would have visitors, would they make you play something on the piano for people?
Yeah, they get a couple of bars until I forget where I am.
What would you play now for the visitors?
I suppose the Moonlight Sonata was my favourite one. So,
ah, lovely.
I get about a page without practice. So,
what about sports and things like that?
Well, I suppose I was never too sporty, but I suppose in primary school, because it was Buhishal is a nice small school, so you were put in the football team anyway. So I have a medal when we did well in the football.
Secondary school, where did you go?
I went to Milltown then. Milltown was a kind of a nice community kind of school, you know, everybody knew everybody. And then I had a lot of cousins and my brother and sister were there as well.
And there's a nice community feel in Milltown.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it was lovely going downtown and that, you know, you got to kind of know the shopkeepers and that. So we used to go down to Murphy and places like that. So,
and tell me about the vocation side of things. When did you begin to feel that priesthood might be for you?
I was always thinking of it. One of my earliest memories was actually on my Holy Communion Day. And
on your Holy Communion Day, felt...
I thought maybe priesthood, and then altar serving with Father Anthony O'Sullivan. I suppose we were playing around with the idea then.
From a very early age, the whole way along.
Yeah.
And through secondary school, how did that manifest itself?
Well, I suppose it wasn't that strong maybe first, second and third year. And then I suppose I approached Sister Canisius over in Milltown. She was retired at that stage, but still very much a person in the community. So Sister Canisius helped me along the way. She's told me who the vocation director was, and she's been very good to me all the way since.
So she's supported you the whole way along?
She did, yeah.
You did go to college, though, in UCC. Tell
us
about
that. So I did German and geography. Well, it was the BA degree, so made good friends there.
What was student life like for you?
I think it was the same as any other student, you know.
Wild drinking parties out all the time.
We enjoyed our pint, I suppose, we'll put it that way. Worked away. Big thing I remember is making the friends there. And, you know, it was lovely having a few of them down for the ordination the last day as well. So,
did you like UCC in Cork?
I did, yeah. I suppose moving away from home for the first time, it can be difficult for anybody. But I suppose I was lucky. It's so close to home. I'd work in Muckers at the weekends then. Out in the national park.
Oh, doing what?
I was in the restaurant for years, and then
really?
I suppose last year I was a bit in the shop and the restaurant, and the year before the shop as well. So.
And it's a lovely restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice place to go to eat or shop or anything.
And you get to know the locals and people in every Sunday, and it was lovely, you know, getting to know the people. So last summer was my last go. So
that was the end.
They're free of me now at long last.
But that was a lovely job. How did you manage to get that job in the first place?
Well, I suppose it drew family once again. So my aunt was working there, then my sister. After college, I stayed there during seminary because I enjoyed it. I looked forward to going back to meet the people, and the workers were great fun as well. We always had good jokes at dinner table and things like that. So.
And I always think there's a lovely atmosphere there.
There is, yeah. Mostly relaxed anyway. There's a good stream of people during the summer, but we always worked well together. So
that's lovely.
They're great people.
After your degree, Mm-hmm. What did you do?
I had all my applications done for the diocese. So then I was sent to do propedeutic year, a big word. So
I can never pronounce that, Sean.
Yeah, so it's a preparation year anyway, in Valladolid in Spain. So it's with the English students. So there was 18 of us started together. So 3 Irish and then the rest were England and Wales.
And how did that year go?
It flew by, yeah. So it was great to, I suppose, see another version of church, I suppose, and especially see it with Holy Week there, with the processions, something that'll stay with me forever.
Amazing in yeah. Spain. They really go to town on it. It's yeah. amazing.
Oh, it's brilliant. Okay. I mean, it's even, I always think of Palm Sunday, there's an antiphon in morning prayer and the waving of branches. But I remember the street walking down towards Vera Cruz, where the procession was finishing, and you had the palm waving. So, you know, it made the image very much in your mind.
It's an amazing yeah. spectacle. All the community groups come together, all the young men
yeah.
and costumes. And
yeah. Very much a family thing as well. Comes back to tradition, I suppose, in one sense, but say my father was a part of that, my grandfather, and I am too, I suppose. The link there, I suppose, it's nice to see. The family generations.
Yeah, so. It's amazing. So that was that year. And then back to Maynooth?
Then, yeah, to Maynooth. So I've been there since. So this is my 6th year in Maynooth. I'm still there 2 days a week. And then I'm in Our Lady and St. Brendan's, only up the road from here, till April anyway. Yeah.
And music. You love music.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like?
Well, when I'm in the car, I suppose it's been Southwest or Radio Kerry or any of those. It's like, I suppose, anybody my age. But sometimes when I'm studying in the office or that, it could be classical music, I suppose. So a bit of everything, I suppose.
And what sort of church music do you like?
The Irishy kind of music, I suppose. Like we have Mass and Friday in Irish. I think there's great hymns that John O'Keefe arranges to go with them, you know. They often keep us fed. It was Ronan McDonagh would be a big player, I suppose, above Maynooth as well, in terms of his music, along with John's. And I suppose we're very lucky in Maynooth as well with the music.
Strong.
A strong tradition of it. It kind of keeps us fed, keeps us going.
Is there any particular hymn that you really like?
Ronan McDonagh's I Will Proclaim Your Love in the Morning and Your Truth in the Watches of the Night. I think that kind of speaks to me, I suppose. I picked it for my sister's wedding. She got no say in one sense, but she was very happy with it in the end.
And did you sing?
No, I didn't sing for it, but we had a singer in for the day.
Let's have a listen to Phoom Lee, I Will Proclaim Your Love.
To make music to your name.
Sean Murphy, it sounds to me like from a very young age, so you had the priesthood in mind. Mm-hmm. Did you ever change your mind along the way and drop out for a while and do something different?
I suppose I had a girlfriend at one stage, so I suppose during that secondary school period, religion was always important, and I think that was probably family, I suppose. We went to Mass every Sunday, and then my grandmother, when we used to go on holidays to Cara Sabine, we'd always do the rosary before bed. A lot is owed to my grandmother's faith, and even my other grandmother, she died during COVID. And you know, even her house was called Sacre Coeur, you know, Sacred Heart. So religion in families is important.
So you've always had that vision inside you to become a priest.
Yeah.
And so, you're nearly there.
Yeah, and it's lovely. Then I have a cousin studying for the Dominicans as well. So,
oh, that's
which
great.
Which is lovely. There's two cousins studying for the priesthood. So,
through all your studies and you've looked at it, the place of priests in society today, there are far less priests. It seems like it's hard to be part of this culture.
Well, I was only just visiting the hospital there, and a man came up to me and was very appreciative. We'd chatting away. Maybe everybody mightn't be as religious as we once were, but I think there still is very much a hunger there for religion and for God. They're searching, which is lovely to see. And then I think people appreciate having somebody in the community who is, I suppose, free at all time for them. Deacon service. So I suppose that's what we're here for, you know, a service of God and of our neighbours, I suppose, of those in the parish communities.
And around your own beliefs, how would you describe the theology that you kind of veer towards?
God, I suppose, yeah.
Sometimes it might be helpful to label things, but if you were, would you consider yourself conservative or liberal, or how would you place yourself?
I always remember my first spiritual director was asked by somebody, what way is he? And he said, don't mind that rubbish, you know, Jesus is at the center. So I think that's what's most important, you know, not because we're not a political realm. You know, God is at the center, God in us, you know, God became flesh and dwelt amongst us.
But then how would you see the institution of church, which is different to Jesus Christ and his life?
Well, I suppose he founded the church. I suppose there's humans in it, there's mistakes and all that, but God has work in it. So we do our bit. I think once we'd say our prayers and do our bit, you know, work with God, I'd say we'll be fine then, I hope, anyway.
This is where you want to be.
Yeah, that's the call to service.
What made you choose diocesan priesthood?
Well, I was always a home bird, I suppose. I always remember a motto around Bishop Ray's ordination. St. Brendan navigated the seas, ours to tend the home shores. So I think that kind of stood out to me at the time. In Glencairn, we are lucky we have Father Brendan O'Shea, who is a missionary priest, and we had Father John Joe Courtney before that. So, and then we had the two Griffin brothers as well. But it's nice to have priests before me in the parish. My calling, I suppose, is the missionary disciple here in Kerry, I suppose, because we're on missionary ground here as well at this stage. So
badly needed, we would say.
Exciting more than fearful, I suppose.
Your geography and your German. How are you going to use your German now into the future?
For placements, I went on two placements to Germany in Cologne.
Linked to Maynooth.
Yeah, so Bishop Ray asked, he said, would you go for a while? I suppose, once again, like I got to see the Spanish, how the Spanish church goes. It was the same with the German church, see how they were going.
So Sean Murphy, what did you learn from the German experience of the Catholic Church that you saw when you were on two placements there?
Yeah, so I suppose it was the teamwork. In the core group, there was the parish priest and there was the parish sister, there was a deacon. And it was interesting enough that the organist was brought into every meeting.
Oh, lovely. So, what about laity?
I suppose even more so, I see that in the Irish church, I suppose, with the pastoral council meetings.
So you think it's happening more in Ireland?
Well, from what I experienced anyway, it's driven, I suppose, from the community, I suppose, here in Ireland in terms of like novenas or anything like that, you know. But I suppose the German was very much, say, the core team were doing the work, you know, say, like the parish sister, the deacon, and there was one layman involved in the parish as well. So I suppose it's nice to see, I suppose, in the Irish church, say, the pastoral councils and all those, you know, everybody is working the church, I suppose. You could even see that in the ordination. The amount of effort that went in by the people of Glenbeigh and Glencairn was lovely to see.
So that's the German, that's how you've used it for your placements, and mm-hmm. It's a very handy language to have. climate change, all of that, the environment now is a huge thing in the church. What are your feelings on that, having studied geography, having a degree in geography?
Climate change and weather were the more interesting parts of it. We were checking the weather and we had our own weather station, a mini weather station underground in UCC, and keeping an eye on that. And I suppose the difference between weather and climate change is over the long period of time, whereas weather, we get like a couple of Sundays ago, whenever it was, when we had the bad winds and all that. So,
how do you feel about the church's and Pope Francis' position around climate change, his desire to make us all conscious of it, aware of it, and take responsibility for it?
Yeah, I think it's very clear from I suppose his pontificate, you know, with Laudato Si, and then I suppose his later one, isn't it, Laudate Deum. I think especially the Diocese of Kerry seems to be working well with it. We have our Vision 3030 above in St. Brendan's, which is going well. I missed our last meeting with the ordination, but anyway, it's something that's been going well and there's great interest in it. Like everything in the church, bit by bit and step by step, and we'll get there.
What do you think that you have to offer in this area of priesthood in a number of months anyway?
Just my time, and I suppose that's really it, to offer my talents and time to whatever I can.
So you're happy to be here and happy to give.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
To serve, I suppose.
To serve, yeah. So that's what we're here for.
Sean Murphy from Glencar, en route to being a priest. Thanks for chatting to us this morning. Hope to see more of you in the future.
Thank you, Mary.
After the break, the focus is Lent.